Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Now, if you're getting into an Uber, I do want to remind you, make sure you take everything out of the car with you. The list of the top 50 weirdest things left in Uber last year are weird, just that. I don't know how anyone leaves any of these things in an Uber. Caitlin, you are the resident Uber taker.
Hello.
On the show. Every morning you're
frequent
in
flyer.
An Uber, right?
Every morning.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the last thing you left in your rideshare?
Back in June, I left my phone.
I remember that.
It's pretty par for the course. Most people, if they leave anything, it's their phone.
You know, the car's dark in the morning when I'm getting out. It sat on the seat, and the rest is history.
Exactly.
But I did get it back.
You did?
Yeah. My Uber driver, Akenna, came all the way back down to the station. He returned it to me. We actually posted a video of him reuniting me with my phone.
Look at that.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Now, if you are a rideshare driver, text us at 104536 and tell us about the most noteworthy, weird, or just something you remember someone left in your car, whether you're driving Uber or Lyft or a taxi or whatever. Listen to some of these things that people left. Deer antlers.
Like, because that's what you do.
Deer antlers they left in their Uber. A full fish tank, a set of 18-karat gold teeth, grills as they're called, a dog tuxedo, a bag of hair. Was it that Brazilian or Malaysian? I don't know. A fish head. Who would leave a fish head in a car?
Well, it was probably in a bag, and they thought, you know, it's something, you know, you leave behind stuff that you don't normally have every day.
Maybe it was fried up.
A phone. Yeah.
All right. Babe Ruth baseball signed.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody's really angry. A welding helmet, a Thanksgiving ham, packs of Italian sausage, a small dog, a tuxedo for said small dog, pulled pork.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you my story about my girlfriend? What happened to my girlfriend?
Yeah.
She went out on a date with her boyfriend. Boyfriend left the phone in the Uber.
Yeah.
So she contacted the Uber driver because somehow she had that. Oh, she's the one that signed up for the Uber driver. So she got the phone back, and the phone was left unlocked, and she found out that her boyfriend was having an affair with her.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. And I said that was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say number one for weirdest and most interesting thing left in a Uber, a shopping cart.
Now, that's stupid.
That's silly.
Is that those little mini ones that Barbie pushes around, or is that like the big thing?
It better be.
I got some data from Uber Canada about Canadians specifically, and I love this. They say Uber riders are the most forgetful on Saturdays and Sundays late at night. Okay.
Gosh.
You know what I think forgetful means here? Because then they said the most forgetful days of the year were January 1st and October 29th, so New Year's and Halloween.
Well, I can tell you, and that's when they charge you the most. You know?
Yep.
So you wake up New Year's Day, you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot all of my bodily fluids and stomach acid in the car.
That or it's the same night, right? It's when you're going home.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Where's my vomit?
I just want to say, you know what I have to tell you? I've lost more umbrellas in Ubers than any other item. So I buy those really cheap ones
because
I hope you're enjoying all my umbrellas.
It's like a donation
everybody.
To the
There's
world.
There's got to be an umbrella heaven somewhere.
There has to
right?
be, yeah.
And, all right. Well, don't forget to take everything out of the Uber when you're getting out.
It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
Breakfast Battle is also known this morning as the Thursday Throwdown.
All right.
Team Jamar is Virginia and Jamar, Virginia. Can I hear your growl, please? Okay.
Were you gargling? I didn't know. I wasn't sure, but hey, Kim, you're on my team.
That's great.
All right. You got your game face on?
I'm trying.
Okay, very good. Where are you guys playing this game? Kim, what room are you in right now? You're in the bathroom? Where are you?
I'm in the kitchen getting ready for work.
And Virginia, where are you?
I'm at work.
You're at work. What do you do?
I'm a pastry chef.
Oh.
Hello, croissant.
Yes.
And what is the best thing that you make? It's like, this is my jam. I got this.
Croissants are actually your specialty.
Wow.
I just threw down a croissant.
Yes, you did.
I would like to have one of yours, maybe next time.
Kim, do you do something delicious for your work?
Sorry?
Do you do something delicious for your work, Kim?
I'm a teacher.
That's good. What grade?
Grade 3.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with Team Jamar.
Okay, today's topic, words, names, and places that begin with the letter Q.
Hmm. Like croissant.
Yeah. No, not quite. Not quite.
Come on, Jamar.
Okay, Virginia.
Get a free croissant in this. Okay.
All right, Virginia.
All right, your 30 seconds starts now.
Montreal is in what province? Okay. The duck makes a sound?
Quack.
A pastry crust filled with eggs and cheese?
Quiche.
Bohemian Rhapsody was about what band?
Queen.
A synonym for fast?
Quick.
A short test?
Quiz.
What do porcupines have all over their bodies? What usually comes before an answer?
Question.
What fictional city does Peter Griffin live in?
Wow.
What do British people call a lineup of people?
Okay. Say that word again.
What word did I say?
Cinnamon.
A cinnamon.
You were still thinking of baked goods.
Yes, yeah. I was thinking of baked goods.
Hey, she got it, Virginia, too.
Yeah, she did great. She got 8.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, my God.
We're going to have the Jamar Dictionary come out in the next year. Okay, Kim, you know how the game is played?
Kim is next in the queue.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of people
are
use
only
that
using
now.
One.
Yeah.
Okay, Kim, your 30 seconds starts now.
What we call the 25-cent coin?
Quarter.
The opposite of loud?
Quiet.
2 pints equals one of these?
Quart.
She's the head of our monarchy?
The queen.
A multiple birth of 5 kids is called a what?
Quintuplet.
You use this to clean your ears?
Q-tip.
What is another word for satisfying your thirst?
Quench.
An untrained person who poses as a doctor.
Quack.
What do you do when you suddenly leave your job? You?
Quit.
A 4-part vocal group is a?
Quartet.
Ah! Ah!
What? What? Ah! No need for a tiebreaker here.
No need for that. Kim, grade 3 teacher, you did a great job.
I hurt my
Thank
soul.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Virginia, we tried, eh? Good stuff.
So this is what you've won. Kim, you're going to go see the smash hit musical Come From Away. Come From Away is showing now at the Elgin Theater at Change Theaters. It's there till June 30th. And if you'd like to go, I'm telling you, I encourage everyone, even people coming to visit you, send them to Come From Away. Tickets available now at Mervish.com.
Hey, Kim, you're going to have to change your name to Q-U-I-M. Because you just steamed through those Q
good
words.
Good job. Virginia, good thanks stuff. For playing.
Thanks. Congratulations, Kim.
All right.
Thank you
good
so
job.
Much.
Kim with a Q.
Yeah.
That was really well. She did really well.
She sure did.
And she killed
Team Marilyn.
Is it ego or is it maturity? Or is it just an unwritten rule? Can you never, ever, ever date one of your ex's friends? I got the scare of my life the other day, Marilyn. And the way it happened was so weird. You know, Quibina called me. He said he wanted me to DJ his wedding. And he tells me, you know, gives me the wedding invite. And this is not even a common last name. The invite has his last name and her last name.
On the e-invite, yeah.
Yeah, on the e-invite. And, yeah. You know, it's my ex-girl, one of my exes is Nigerian, and it had a, you know, one of those last names that you don't hear all the time.
Very familiar. You haven't heard that name for a long time.
And I see it on the thing, and I'm like, what? And I just wanted to be like, yo, who are you marrying? Mm. You're not marrying my ex, are you? Why would you do that to me? Mm-hmm. Then I thought, wait a second. He can marry whoever he wants, right?
Well, how many years ago was that?
Over
15?
No, well, it was, I would say, over 6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that name is still there. And
the name still rings a bell in my head, so I'm just like, who are you marrying?
Yeah.
If he was marrying her, would that be okay? Should I be okay with that?
Well, first of all, you've moved on. You have a child with another woman.
With another woman,
so I think you should be okay with that. But you sometimes when we worry about it, how long have they been, you know, dating that they didn't tell me about this? Or why didn't they tell me about this? And it's also how you broke up. Did you break up with her? Did she break up with you? That has a lot to do with if it's okay or
when
not
you, when you
to
split,
move on.
When you split an atom and there's a nuclear war, one side doesn't really break up with the other side. It just caused an explosion.
That's right.
That was our breakup.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So.
Well, you know what? We have moved on now. But it's still funny because there's a memory involved in that.
Yeah.
There's good times involved with that. And then there's also, this is your friend being with another person and marrying that person. It kind of makes you feel funny inside.
Why are we like that, Marilyn?
I don't know.
If this is my central, I don't want
nostalgia, I think.
If we put, some stuff like an old fridge on the side of the road and someone takes the fridge and starts using it, why do we get offended by that?
Because we have memories of opening up that fridge, and it's all nostalgia. Nostalgia plays a game that we want it more that... Just like anything else, we want it more when somebody else wants it.
In my experience, it's something that I probably would have cared about more when I was younger. Like when I was younger, I just think I was pettier. I didn't have the same perspective on things. Now, honestly, like I'm friends with the majority of my exes. I think they're awesome and I like my friends. And if they got together, I might actually kind of be okay with it because then I'm seeing everybody hanging out.
Really?
And I'm super happy with my life the way it is. So I can genuinely say that at this point in my life, it would not bother me.
Well, that's very mature.
That's not forever.
That's not me. I'm still trying to get that in. I'm trying to get that under my belt. A texter saying, heck no, you might have told your friend some secrets that your ex doesn't know.
True.
Yeah. Another one says, depends on how the breakup was. If it was mutual and nobody got hurt, sure. Yeah. But otherwise, no way.
Ooh. Someone else texted and said, there is a website where people promote their ex-partners if they are a good person, but the relationship just didn't work out. I wonder if those people would be okay seeing their ex with a friend. Like, you know, they're already promoting them.
Well, you know, what we didn't ever want to hear was, listen, it was great dating you, but I just want to be friends with you.
Right.
We hated that.
We did.
We hated that. We didn't mean friends. Okay. But that's when you use that to promote your next friend. I'll tell you a quick story. I remember dating a guy in university. Mm-hmm. Great guy. And we went out with this friend one night, and I'd known this guy for a long time too. Anyway, so my boyfriend at the time went to the washroom, and his friend said to me, listen, I have to tell you something. I really like you a lot. I was going to ask you out, and he asked you out before I did. And he said, I just want to let you know. I don't know. I mean, and even if you guys don't make it, I'll never ask you out because my friendship is that strong with him. But I just want to let you know my feelings for you.
Wow.
And I, first of all, it made me feel really good. But I thought, wow, I guess you really had to say something about that. Okay.
He didn't have to say that. He was shooting a shot.
No.
He was shooting his shot.
Not.
Hey, I just want to put this out there, Marilyn.
Bob,
I'm really into
not
you. Not that
shot.
I'd ever do anything about it.
Really?
Unless you're going to do something.
No.
I think he was shooting a shot.
Have you done that?
No. I just heard.
You were testing the water.
Don't put me on the hot seat.
No, I never thought of it that way because I, took it. It made me feel good.
Wanted to see your reaction.
Yeah.
Ah.
Someone checking in on the phones. We're talking about dating your friend's ex. Is it ever admissible? What's your story?
So when I was 16, I was dating this guy, and he introduced me to his best friend.
Okay.
And now 20 years old, we've known each other 30 years now, but 20 years later, I married my ex's best friend.
Wow.
Are they still friends?
No.
Not at all, right? How did that conversation go over when he told his friend that he was moving on with his ex?
Surprisingly, despite the fact that we were teenagers when we dated and it was like so many years later, his friend was actually really upset about it.
Mm.
And now they're no longer friends, but we've been married for, we've been together for over 10 years and married almost 9.
So
and
let's face it, you guys were a very good match, needless to say.
Yeah, like we became really good friends through him as teenagers, and like the relationship didn't work out at all. I was together with my ex like less than a year, I think.
Wow. You know what they call that? They call that a man me down.
Instead of
a hand me down, it's like you get a man me down, like he just gives it over, you know?
Man me down. That is brilliant. All right. Well, thanks for your call. What's your name?
My name is Angel, and my husband is Mike.
Angel and Mike. Made in heaven. Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too.
Well, she sure hedged against her perception with that first name.
I'm just an angel.
Well, I will have you know, I did check the website, and Quab is not marrying my ex-girlfriend.
How do you feel? A little relieved?
I feel relieved. Yeah. I had a huge knot in my stomach.
Marilyn,
I honestly don't know. I'm completely over her.
Unresolved? I know you are, but maybe unresolved stuff?
I don't know. Maybe. In my head, she's miserable, lonely, and still pining over me. I hope she's doing well, though. I hope she's moving.
She might be getting married now, but she's maybe still thinking about
who knows. Who knows?
Jamar.
Is it ever okay for your friend to hook up with your ex? I asked because I got the scare of my life, and my friend invited me to DJ's wedding, and when I found out who his wife was going to be, I was like, wait, is that my ex?
Yeah.
Luckily, it's not.
No, but the name, it brought back memories. You got nostalgic and went, oh, is that the same name? It is the same name, but not the same person.
Yeah, well, you know, why did I have that reaction, though? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
So, good morning. We're talking about dating your friend's ex. You have a story?
So, my ex left the marriage after 29 years and hooked up with one of my best friends, who was a very bridesmaid at our wedding.
Oh, my gosh. You were devastated, weren't you?
It was a double whammy, yes.
But are you happy for them?
Close friend at the time.
Oh, you
have now gotten married.
Oh.
And she is now a step-grandmother to my grandbaby.
Oh, that's uncomfortable, isn't it?
How did you deal with that?
Well, I have to now, it's many years later, so I have to say that there are more people to love my grandbaby.
Aw, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, but that's pretty devastating because you lose your mate and then you lose your best friend.
Correct. And it was around the same time that Shania Twain went through all that as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a tough one. And Shania, it was her husband having an affair with her best friend. And anyway, the story got better after that devastating news because Shania married her best friend's husband.
Correct. Well,
they just switched-a-rama. Yeah. Well, that didn't happen to you. But you know what? I'm glad that she shared that story. I'm sure that helped you out a lot. Well, you sound great.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm terrific. It's much better. I'm in a much better place without him.
Yeah.
And I have close friends. I don't need her.
Are they uncomfortable when they're near you, though?
It doesn't happen often. It happened at our daughter's wedding.
Yep.
But it doesn't really happen often. So I don't know how comfortable they are or how comfortable I would be, really.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that story.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There is a picture you could find of Jennifer Lopez with Mark Anthony taking a picture, I believe it's at a Yankee game.
Yeah.
With Alex Rodriguez.
Oh.
That's it.
This is before, I mean, well, I don't know how much she knew, but Mark Anthony sure didn't know.
Really?
Maybe, you know.
Wow.
I think they were all very friendly.
Oh. Remember he was dating Cameron Diaz, too, at the time.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, it does.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. Good morning. How's everybody feeling?
We're good. The R. Kelly memes are circulating. It looks like everyone's laughing at the... he's now replaced. Remember the Michael Jordan cry meme?
Oh, yes.
It's now being replaced with the R. Kelly cry meme.
Yeah, he was, as my mother would say, out of pocket.
Yes, he got
with
out of
his interview with Gayle King on CBS this morning. So R. Kelly was taken back into custody yesterday. He owes $161,000 to his estranged ex-wife in back child support. This is for their three kids. He went into court prepared to pay $50,000 to $60,000 of his child support, but the judge said no. He wants the whole amount, and R. Kelly said he doesn't have it because he's not been able to work. And when he, you know, when the court said they didn't want the partial payment, he said, "Well, in the end, nobody wins because his kids still don't have any money." So the singer's next hearing for child support is March 13th, and he's got Gayle King has another part of that interview. This time, she's going to be interviewing R. Kelly's girlfriends, Azriel Clary and Jocelyn Savage, today. So we're going to be following that story. Another story that just came out of nowhere is Alex Trebek and his message online that he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer that came out yesterday. And of course, just like Alex Trebek, he was eloquent, he was funny, he gave us some information saying that, you know, although there's not a great survival rate with pancreatic cancer at this stage, it's apparently a 5-year survival rate. A 9% 5-year survival rate, according to the American Cancer Society. But he said he's going to fight it because he's got 3 years left on his contract for Jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, people came out showing their support on social media. Pat Sajak, another iconic host, he hosts Wheel of Fortune. He came out to show his support, and he put on social media that his heart goes out to Alex Trebek and his family. Ken Jennings, of course, the 74-time Jeopardy Jeopardy champion.
We met him once.
Really?
He's a nice guy, yeah.
Ken Jennings. Man,
I still think
legend.
We have his bobblehead somewhere in the building. The Ken Jennings bobblehead. We had some nice words for him.
You know, Alex Trebek has been hosting this show for 35 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's longer than some Chum listeners have been alive.
It's amazing. And he's so great at it. So Ken Jennings, he tweeted something nice. Alex is very aware of how much he means to millions of people and how we will be pulling for him. And I hope that's a comfort.
Yeah.
So that's, you know.
And then Alex Riverdale paid tribute to Luke Perry.
I know.
Oh, that was very nice of them.
So nice. You know, I mean, we don't exactly know when his final episode, when
yes.
him appearing as Archie Andrews' father will appear. But they said that the whole series, actually, now is going to be dedicated
yes,
to Luke Perry.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's so
going to be dedicated. And some sad news. Demi Lovato is split with her boyfriend.
Well, I wasn't up for that relationship anyway.
I mean,
that was her sober coach, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Well, they met in rehab.
You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and that's what they say. You're supposed to take a year or so. And they said they met in rehab. And the split with Henry Levy comes just days after a source close to the singer says she wants to break ties with everybody mm-hmm. that was not committed to her sobriety. So I don't know if that has anything to do with him. Mm-hmm. She's 26. He's 27.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's got a very full life ahead of her.
She really does. She looks great.
She really does.
Saw her the other day on E-Talk, actually. And
yes.
I thought, wow, you look good. I'm so happy that
Me
you're
too.
Still
I'm a big
around.
Fan of hers.
Yeah. And I bet you she's going out and do the talk show circuit and give speeches to, talking about sobriety.
Absolutely.
Tracy Melcher, we're going to see you tonight on E-Talk at 7 o'clock on CTV.
This one's from at Nancy V. Rahm. She says, I used to sing, Who You Gonna Call? Those Bastards! Instead of Ghostbusters.
Listen, it happens to all of us, especially to some of us who don't really listen to lyrics. I'm a music person, but I don't really listen to lyrics very carefully. That's why mistaken lyrics is funny to me.
Yeah.
Happens to everybody.
Yeah. Remember I thought Weekend said, centipede.
Centipede.
Yeah. I thought they were saying centipede. So
not singing about centipedes.
All right.
So if you ever want to submit a mistaken lyric for your own, by all means, just hit us up however you can and let us know what you think the lyrics were. We all do it. Like Rebecca, who thought Ariana Grande's Thank You Next, in the song, she for some reason just hears, bacon eggs.
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 So I have a good friend of mine who was openly singing bacon eggs in the car to this song.
Really?
I was like, the song is called Thank You Next.
Bacon eggs.
Once you hear it, you can't unhear it.
I still only hear Thank You Next.
If McDonald's does not hit her up for a sponsorship opportunity,
that's
missing.
Funny.
Hugely popular song.
Oh my gosh, so many people are texting us saying that they were just about to text this one in.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Eggs.
It sounds
universal.
Like it.
It's universal, right?
Rihanna, super huge artist. Who doesn't know a Rihanna song? She has like two hits every year. Well, Don't Stop the Music. It really, really sounds like I'm a saying I'm the sound of Microsoft. I'm a saying I'm the sound of Microsoft.
I'm a saying I'm the sound of Microsoft.
I'm a saying I'm the sound of Microsoft.
Wow, that's good.
Bill Gates, holla at your girl. I'm saying on the sound of Microsoft. I do have to mention that that's actually an interpolation or a sample of a Michael Jackson song. Want to be starting something. Mama say, mama say, mama
kusa. Oh, right. Yeah.
Are we canceling that song, too? I don't know. Anyway, let me move on. So, Steph from Georgetown, Leanne Rimes' song. You remember the song, I Need You?
Yes.
I don't eat a lot of things. I can get by with muffins.
I don't need a lot of things. I can get by with nothing.
That's pretty good.
I would say that's pretty accurate there. But it's actually, I can get by with nothing.
Do you want to know the best? And Tom, I can't remember some of the people, but we have brought stars in here, music stars.
Yeah.
And said, did you know that people think that you're really saying this? Mm. And they are shocked.
Yes.
And some of them have heard.
Yep.
They go, I know, I didn't say that. I wasn't clear enough with that. So it's pretty neat that they get
to. Of course, like Taylor Swift, the Starbucks lovers.
Oh, yeah.
The Starbucks lovers.
Yeah.
Not Starbucks lovers. Shawn Mendes, Stitches. Huge song.
Yes.
But for some reason, people think he says, farting onto my knees.
Farting onto my knees.
Farting onto my knees.
Yep.
Oh boy. Sean, did you really mean that? And whose knees were you farting on?
Wow.
Oh, they're farting on your knees. Sorry. Farting on your knees. Excuse you. Eileen, shout out to Eileen who submitted Destiny's Child Lose My Breath.
Yes.
Can you keep up, David Bowie? Can you keep up,
David Bowie? Oh my God, I love that one.
David Bowie. David Bowie.
Do it one more time, Tom.
Okay, here it is. Can you keep up,
David Bowie? Okay, that's my new mistaken lyric. That's one of my
That's a good one.
Favorite songs and my favorite artists.
He hasn't That's answered awesome. Yet. Can he, David, can you keep up?
He definitely could in his time. All right.
Yes. He definitely could. All right. Well, that's what it is. Those are not the real lyrics, but it's so fun to hear it that way anyway.
The hashtag autism protest is big trending news here in Ontario as parents, therapists, and union members are going to be gathering at Queen's Park today to protest the provincial government's changes to Ontario's autism program. Not happy with the changes unveiled last month by Social Services Minister Lisa McLeod, saying it will leave kids without access to the treatment they need. So if you were in and around Queen's Park today and noticed protesters, that is why. The big, big story here in Canada right now is Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He's trending. He just finished speaking directly to Canadians just a few moments ago about the SNC-Lavalin scandal, which has been swirling around his government for weeks. And the big headline right now is erosion of trust, describing what he called an erosion of trust between his office, particularly his principal secretary and the former attorney general, saying he was not aware of that erosion of trust. And as prime minister and head of the cabinet, he should have been aware of it. So you can expect to see lots of stories, lots of takes in support of and against him and his statements and the questions that he received today during this first public address to the entire nation on that scandal. Now, the measles are also trending here in Toronto because Toronto Public Health is investigating the first confirmed case of the measles. They say there's no public warning about the case, no need for public concern. It was a baby who contacted the disease while traveling, and they visited three specific clinics here. They know of all three of them. So they've contacted everybody who was at risk of exposure. But we're seeing a lot of conversation about the measles. There have been 16 reported cases of measles in Canada this year. And just this week, a big trending study had confirmed once again that the MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella has no link to autism. Researchers from Denmark actually followed medical histories of 650,000 children over 10 years. And they said, look, this vaccine doesn't trigger or increase the risk of autism. But we are still seeing measles making a comeback. And in the U.S. as well.
There are many states, Washington State being the one that is the most impacted right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because is that where people were opting out of it?
That's where they were opting out. And they were just, for some reason, it's a very liberal state and it resonated with them. And so there's one guy that went in front of the U.S. Congress this last week and said, I want to be inoculated. He had an argument with his mother. He's 18 years old, very well-spoken young man. Wow. And he got inoculated. He said, this is ridiculous.
I saw that. He was a great voice for, you know, children who didn't have a say in whether or not they would be vaccinated. And then he said, hey, I'm 18. I'm doing it.
Right.
And that's why, because Washington State had the most cases, that's why Vancouver in Canada had the most cases. Mm-hmm.
Measles is disgusting. It's like tough. It's really, really bad.
It's bad.
The rashes, the toll it takes on your body.
Yeah.
I feel bad for anyone who gets this.
Absolutely. So be aware of it. And R. Kelly, his problems are growing by the hour. He has found himself once again back in jail, and that's because he has this unpaid child support, the tune of over $160,000 in back child support. So the judge isn't taking anything short of the full amount, even though R. Kelly offered a partial payment. This wasn't good enough, so he is back in jail. And around 10:30 last night, Detroit police confirmed they have learned of a new alleged victim. They're in touch with a woman who says, I was 13 years old when I was abused by R. Kelly back in 2001. Wow. So look, no shortage of additions to his legal troubles. And this is the case when you have these documentaries that come out, when you have these famous people, these famous alleged predators, you wonder, could there be more people in hiding waiting to speak out? I guess for him, there might be.
Hey! Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.